Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker. So, the other night when I was looking through online stuff to come up with my story of how women never seem to spend any money on dates, but they want us men to always pay for something, and I'll put a link up for that video right here if you haven't checked that one out. But as I was looking around for, I was looking at various dating ideas that men for women, women for men, and kind of the gist of it is that men always seem to have to pay for things, and women come up with all these ideas where they can take the dude out and he either ends up paying or they go on the cheap and it doesn't cost anything at all. So anyway, while I was doing that video, I came across a couple of Christmas ideas and gift ideas. And I was kind of scrolling through those as because when you search for date ideas, it also comes up with gift ideas. And I come across this story that said, hey, here's a great gift idea for your wife. Why not let her have an affair? Why not give her a cheat pass? And there's, title, Christmas gifts, why not give your wife an affair for Christmas? Notice it doesn't say give each other one. It's specifically one direction. Just let her do it, right? This Christmas, give your wife something she really wants, something truly exciting, a cheat pass. Again, that's a one way. You don't get one. Only she gets one, right? Why men should give their wives a cheat pass this Christmas. So, before I get into all that, I want to break that down here in a second. But before I get into all that, here in America, in the United States, about 58% of you are from the states that watch my content, and the rest are from around the world. Here we're celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow. And without getting into the history of Thanksgiving, it's a time when we get together with our families and we kind of thank and be thankful for those that are in our lives. I wanted to say to you guys that I don't know who's in your life. I don't know if you're near family or not. My last Thanksgiving, November 26th, I was somewhere in Southern Europe. I don't remember exactly. I might have been in Egypt or even Thailand by that point. But I was traveling around the world and I spent my holidays alone. So I wanted to tell you guys that if you're spending your holidays alone, I want to thank you guys, because a month ago I had, I think, 300 subscribers, and by the time I put this video out tonight, I'll be coming up on 15,000. So I really want to thank you for everyone that has subscribed. Every time you like my videos and leave a comment and subscribe, it helps get our message and our information out to more guys, because it elevates my channel listings and how often it's suggested to people. My channel was suggested 6.5 million times. Some of my videos over the last month, and I think that's why my channel kind of took off. I got a lot of heat from some haters, but which is why I sometimes have to shut down my comments. But so far, everybody's been really reasonable, so I've left my comments unlocked. But I wanted to thank you guys, because without you giving me ideas for videos, without you having some of the discussions that you have, I think I learn as much from you guys as you get from me. So I want to thank you all for that. So getting back to, one more thing. Some of you asked if you can donate. I now have a PayPal donation that I have set up. It's in my link below. I'll have a little graphic over here, over there with my information, where you can donate something. If all 15,000 of you, donate like $3, I'll go buy myself a Tesla Cybertruck, because man, I want one of those ugly SOBs. They're amazing and ugly, and I love that. However, if I don't get quite that many, as long as you donate a little something, maybe I'll buy a beer I can sip on when we're talking. So any love you want to give me is great, because so far my channel, let me bring up my analytics here for fun. Out of 692,000 views and the watch time of 84,000 hours and 14,000 subscribers, my monthly revenue is zero. So needless to say, if you want to give a little love, that would be much appreciated, and I'll get myself a cold one, or it'll go into the Bachelor bus. I'm still building that channel. It'll be The Unknown Adventure here on YouTube. I'll be putting some videos up, but building the bus and doing these videos, I only have so much time during the day. So, You know, I was going to title this like a polygamy or polyamory or, you know, one of the other polys, because everybody's dating everybody, and everybody's now wanting to gift that it's a great idea to gift the gift of letting your woman step out on you, right? And I said, well, what could I title this video? And when you really think about it, it's men are winning. And you might say, yeah, but everybody's advocating for the women to step out on their men. It's because their men are weak and they're not strong and they're not a presence. And these are not men that women are desiring and they want to be with. They've settled. They're all settling and they're not happy with what they've had to settle for. So they don't want to leave these guys because they may be a provider for money or friendship or companionship or keeping the lights on or something. But they want to step out because they're not excited. And this is becoming more and more and more popular. And what that tells me is the guys that are strong and the guys that have a self-confidence and are powerful and are intelligent and know what they want in life, they're just going, nah, man, I'm out. I'm out. I'm just going to do the bachelor thing. I'm going to roll solo for a while. And so this, it's exciting because I guess if I were in the dating pool and I took that serious, I'd be scared. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to share my woman with, or if you're a really studly dude, you could say like, that's great. I'm going to get two girls. But the truth of it is I'm kind of on the outside looking in. And I think a lot of us guys that are doing our own thing, going our own way, are now on the outside just watching this mess. It's, you know, it's the meme, this is fine as everything burns around them, right? Well, I think we're starting to see the beginning of it all burning. So let me look through these titles here again one more time. So we got Christmas gifts. Why not give your wife an affair for Christmas? Why not give your wife an affair for Christmas? That's the shocking suggestion from leading sexologist Dr. Wednesday Martin, who reckons that familiarity kills female sexual desire. Yeah, it also kills male. I mean, you're not unique here or there. Doesn't take rocket science to figure that out. From the Telegraph, this was on Twitter on November 2nd. This Christmas, give your wife something she really wants, something truly exciting, a cheap pass. Yep, dudes are probably like that too. But here's the thing, if you can do that, if you can step out on the person you're with, you don't really care about them. But they don't want to leave them because, again, they're a good provider. So they want it all, right? Why men should give their wives a cheap pass this Christmas. Again, it's always going just one direction. So they want their cake and they want to eat it too, right? I want a six-pack and an athletic body, but I also want to eat Taco Bell and cake all day long. It doesn't work that way. You can't have it both ways. So this Rosa Silverman writes, many experts now believe monogamy is a tighter fit for women than for men, says a woman. Wednesday Martin. Yeah, of course she's going to say that. Now, if a guy said the same thing, why wives should give their men a cheap pass, the internet would blow up. The world would come to an end. We would go skidding off into space because it would be the second coming. But saying this is okay. Saying women should be able to step out is just fine, see, because patriarchy, right? When I told my husband I was interviewing a writer who thinks men should give their wives a cheap pass this Christmas, he understandably had some questions. How would the wife find someone suitable for the occasion, he wondered. We were talking in the abstract, of course. I assumed that, I assured him, yes, it was all very unfeasible and concluded he'll more likely gift me jewelry. But Wednesday Martin, whose latest book, Untrue, explores why nearly everything we believe about women and lust and infidelity is wrong. It's not being flippant. We now know long-term relationships are harder on female desire than they are on male desire because everything's harder for women. Everything, right? So why, you know, men have always kind of kept an eye out for other women because traditionally for intimacy with men is a physical deed and with women, it's an emotional one. Yes, it's also physical as well. I'm not just saying it's one or the other, but, the drive is different. I mean, that's just biology. Would you give your partner a hall pass? A U.S. author says husbands should offer their wives a chance to stray this Christmas, but viewers brand the idea as ridiculous. Now, this was an older group. These were 40 and 50 and 60 somethings in the audience. And so a lot of people were like, no, man, no. Which would include me. I guess I'm a boomer. I'm not. I'm Gen X, but maybe the way I think, I'm a boomer. So, you know, here I have a poll that was on the same page that I was reading one of the articles on. And it said, would you consider entering a polyamorous relationship? And I clicked no, but it says, no, I don't think I could handle that. 55%. Yeah, sign me up. 45%. We're almost at the tipping point. We're almost at the tipping point where there's no return, where, you know, it's so hard to find somebody decent. And we're in the age of instant gratification, right? Oh, I wonder if people liked my photo on Facebook. Let me check that real quick. Oh, I texted someone 20 minutes ago and I haven't heard from them. Man, I'd call somebody and not hear from them for 4 days back in old school days when you had to pick up the phone. I was around before even answering machines were a thing. Yeah, I'm that old. So this instant gratification world is if somebody wants something and they don't have the patience or they don't have the willpower to say, okay, I'm not going to be able to have that. They just can't put it off. They've got to have it. And in that world, that's it, man. They can't. Everybody's spoiled to death, and so they're just going to go out and do their thing. Here's another one. Why polyamory and why is it gaining popularity? 2019, internet will have you believe everything is polyamorous. Articles are published daily about couples who have physical and romantic relationships with more than one person at a time. For Valentine's Day this year, NPR had a segment titled The New Sexual Revolution, Polyamory on the Rise. And New York Times published Polyamory Works for Them. These are also very liberal. You know, it's not a conservative area in these cities. It's very liberal. And I don't want to necessarily get into the politics of it, but, you know, liberal are very progressive, forward-thinking people, and you know, it is what it is. The article continues on. Why are we seeing a rise in internet and interest? Why are we seeing a rise in interest in the practice of ethical non-monogamous relationships? Daniel Saint, founder and chief conspirator of the Members Only Sex and Cannabis Club, New Society for Wellness, NSFW, attributes the increase in polyamory to numerous societal and cultural factors, but he focused specifically on four. Many millennials grew up in broken homes or with parents in a loveless marriage. We know that. I mean, divorce is big time on the rise, right? And spouses are not staying faithful to each other, and it's making things fall apart. So millennials today are seeing the impact of unhappy marriages, unhappy couples, and they're saying, nah, I'm not interested in that. So instead of being serious with one person that could possibly break your heart, what better way to protect yourself than have two or three people that you're kind of dating? And then if one of them goes away, you've only lost a third or half of whatever you're interested in. Millennials are leaving organized religion. Yeah, that's true. Religion's on a decline. I'm not an extremely religious person, so I can't speak to that very much. There's an increased use of dating apps, and I've talked about this before on several of my videos. It's that instant gratification. You know, before, maybe 100 years ago, I would have whoever's in the immediate 1 or 2 mile radius, a farmer's daughter, and if you're in the city, sorry, I keep bumping my mic tonight. If you're in the city, maybe you have a few more to choose from. And then as cars came out, and then as phones came out, and as young people, like in my day, I'd get a driver's license at 16, you'd go out with your girlfriend to the movies, have a makeout session or something in the back seat. But the radius keeps expanding. And now, for example, before I go to Thailand, before I go to the Philippines, before I go overseas, I can be set Tinder to that I'm in Bangkok. I swipe, talk to a couple girls. Yeah, I'm going to be there in a couple weeks. I'll be there for about a month or so. And they're down, right? You make some arrangements and I'm getting off a plane and someone's there picking me up. Girl's picking me up. I go hang out with her. She's cool. I'll stick with her for a month or two while I'm over there visiting. Sometimes I get a couple. And it's just one of those things now where you can swipe, you know, 8,000 miles away, 10,000 kilometers away. And there's been an increase in polyamorous representation in the media. Again, because since these are kind of liberal, media is liberal, big cities are liberal, these ideas are getting out there. And, you know, if they're interested and they put it out there as this is the new norm, well, it becomes the new norm. And then there's no more, you know, there's no more shame to it. So all this boils down to men are winning. And again, when you're on the outside of this, it's kind of fun looking in because we're really seeing culture changing in the matter of a few years instead of a decade or a decade and a half like we used to. I find it extremely interesting. And I'm glad I'm not in this mess right now. I'm glad that, and I don't think this affects everyone, obviously. But if you're a younger person, you know, when I look at my stats on my page, no one under 17 looks at this type of material. But 18 through, I'd say 30 are the brunt of you. And you are the guys that are in the middle of this. You know, you young 30 somethings are dating the 20s. The older 20s are dating very young 20s. You guys are the ones that have to deal with this stuff. And how you're going to do it, I don't know. I know a lot of you aren't. That's the whole purpose. But, society's going to change and we're going to see a lot of it. But it's changing because men are pulling away, the good guys, the smart guys, the strong guys. We're walking away from this stuff, all of us. And they're just, rather than having one good guy, now they're settling on two or three so-so guys. And the men that are still out there chasing after it, what they're chasing after isn't so good. So same thing. They're not really excited to have an awesome girlfriend. They're just kind of like, eh, she's all right. So we're getting to watch this all fall apart in front of our eyes. And I think it's from us good guys, us strong guys, us smart guys, just walking away, sitting on the sidelines and going, let me just crack a cold one here and watch this burn. So, gentlemen, I know that a lot of you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but again, I will thank you all for tuning in and letting me ramble to you and tell you my silly stories and going at it. And I appreciate you. And please like and subscribe and maybe share this with some friends of yours if they're still thinking about getting in this dating mess, and maybe you can save a friend from all this nightmare. Guys, this is Joker. Let's try that again. I'm Joker. This is Better Bachelor, and you guys have a good night.